Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon and happy Saturday, everybody. And welcome to Right at Home with Rich. And yes, I am your host, Rich Orris. And for the next hour, you can get your questions answered right here. Give me a call, 314-241-9797. And, you know, as a senior home consultant with Mosby Building Arts, I'm kind of running around. I'm meeting with people pretty much every day. You know, I'm hearing what they'd like to remodel. I'm hearing the issues they have, what they don't like about their homes. We have some really great conversations. And, you know, so just like your questions can actually create the topics that we're going to go over, what I see and hear out on the streets, you know, kind of what's the word on the street, that can also create these topics. So today, and you know, in the past week, I have seen some entry door replacements, some really cool smart home upgrade stuff, and some lower level remodeling. So if any of this sparks an interest with you, or if you've done some smart home remodeling stuff, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you about it. 314-241-9797 or toll free 866-455-9797. So the conversation I would love to have today is going to be smart homes. The question for all the listeners today is, what kind of technology have you added to your home? Give me a shout, 314-241-9797. And you're going to definitely want to keep it tuned here today, because halfway through the show, I'm going to have my Right at Home hack. And today you'll hear about some ideas of how to stay warm this and every winter, what to do to your home. If you miss this one, it could literally cost you money this weekend. So stay with me. You could lose money through the winter. So again, today's mission is going to be, if you choose to accept it, what kind of new technology have you added to your home? I'd love to hear about it. We also got doors. We got all kinds of smart home stuff. We got some lower levels or anything you need to know about your home. Let me help you make your home like it never felt so good for you right here for the next hour today. One more time, the number is 314-241-9797. And so I do have a couple kind of Mosby activity things I want to touch on, because last weekend I jumped the gun a little bit with our stuff the truck details that we're going to be having. So I've got some new details on that, and we're changing it up a bit. So I kind of told everybody last week, you know, we've always collected toys for years. And this year, to stuff the truck, we're actually changing it up, and we're not doing toys anymore, but we're doing, it's three different local charities, but it's not collecting toys. So it's collecting things for, it's women's needs, kind of single mother stuff. So anything that's, you know, soap, bed sheets, just things that like a single mother leaving home, going to a shelter, going to another facility, you know, might need deodorant. I mean, any stuff like that, would blankets, you know, anything would be helpful. So again, if we're out and about and you're seeing us, if you want to pick some of that stuff up and give it to any of our consultants, any of our workers, if we're working on your house, we'd really appreciate it. We'd love to fill this truck up again this year. So, and we're going to actually have our event on December 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we'll be broadcasting live from our office. We'll have all the fun stuff we do every year. Pictures with Santa. We'll have a couple food trucks. We'll have one of the food trucks has funnel cakes and kettle corn. We'll have kids activities you can bring. We got a few clients that bring their dogs up and get their pictures with Santa. So we're definitely pet friendly and everything. It's a really, really good time. It's definitely one of my favorite things to do each year. Obviously, how I kind of jumped the gun last weekend, even trying to announce stuff about it, because I get so excited. I just want to do it, and it feels so good to you know, just give like that and to really help out in the community. And it's one of the things for me that I actually get to be out and about with everybody doing it. So I'm usually, we do our seminars, we do a lot of this stuff on Saturdays, our Rebuilding Togethers, and I'm here at the radio station, you know, promoting it and stuff like that, but I don't usually get to be out and about doing it. So I will be there. So you can come there on December 7th, see me live. You can ask me a question live, jump on the air with me. That would be awesome. I would absolutely love that. So some fun stuff here at Mosby. And another thing, so we're trying something here with my Facebook that, so all this week I'm going to have a Facebook kind of freebie giveaway. So what's going to happen is I'll post a question on my Facebook page, and it'll be my professional page. So if you just look up Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook, search that, you'll find me super easy. And I'll have a question that we'll post there today. And if you, one, you got two things to do. Now, like my page and answer the question in the comments, and we'll hopefully get a good list of people, you know, doing that and making their comments and everything, liking my page. And then at the end of the week, we'll put everybody in a hat. We'll pick one lucky person for a giveaway. We'll contact you and get that sent out for you. So it'll be really, really easy to get. All the details will be on my Facebook page. So go there later today or anytime during this week. Check it out, Rich Orris Mosby. Just search that on Facebook and you'll find me easy. You can also check me out on Twitter at Rich Orris and find some information there too. So a lot of fun stuff like that going on around Mosby. And again, just to remind everybody, you know, it's a great place to have us do your work, to have us out. Get your remodeling done. I talk all the time about the repeat business and referrals and you know, just the great job that we do. But I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for a great place to work, a company that's been in business for over 70 years, that's really, you know, changing so much, always trying to do the best things that it can do, you know, happy clients, it's such a great place to work. If you're looking for work, I'm telling you, we are hiring. We are looking for a new sales consultant. We're looking for a lot of field workers in, I think, plumbing, electrical, and carpentry for sure. So, you know, check us out. You can go to our website, mosbybuildingarts.com. You can /about us/careers if you want to try and get straight there. If not, go through the website. And you'll find all that information. But if you would like to work for one of the Midwest most desired remodeling companies, I'm telling you, it's an awesome place to work. Check us out. You will absolutely love it. And Eric, I think what we'll do is let's get to our first break here and then maybe get into some front doors and stuff when we return, and give us a call. Answer the question, what kind of technology have you added to your home? I'd love to hear about it. 314-241-9797. All right, here we go. Running through this like wildfire. This always goes so quick. I want to definitely invite everybody, get in on the phones, get in soon. If you've done some sort of new home technology to your house, I'd love to have a conversation and hear about it. So feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. And, you know, I've seen, we perform a lot of not just front doors, but doors in general, all around the house, inside and out. We definitely have, you know, here at Mosby, we have a huge focus on installation and how that actually happens to make that, you know, the best product for you, and to really understand how it should be installed, how it should be flashed so that you can stop leaks. I see a lot of leaking doors, and I'm telling you, it's so much of this is actually from the windows and the siding above the doors, letting the water come in behind the siding. Then it runs down to the top of a door that's, you know, either doesn't have house wrap or isn't properly flashed, or maybe if it has the flashing but not the house wrap, then most of that water coming from above just kind of, you know, runs right behind that flashing. We call that reverse flashing. If you think about shingles on a roof, if you reverse the order of how they went on, then every time the water got to a shingle, instead of staying on top, it would go backwards and go down in. So doing what we call a shingling process with the house wrap on a wall is a very important step to keeping that water on top of the next thing that it's getting to down below, and then coming back out behind the from behind the siding, you know, to the face of the siding, to the face of the doors or the windows, and getting back out and you know, protecting that wall system. So it's a very, very important step of how we really want to make, you know, windows and doors kind of work and happen. So when you speak with myself or anyone from, you know, Mosby about a door, windows, anything penetrating the house that we might replace, we're going to have a little bit of a different conversation that's, you know, going to usually, you know, kind of touch on what's behind your siding, how it gets installed right, what should have to happen, where do you even caulk? There's spots, you know, at the top of a door. If your flashing comes out, then you don't even want to caulk there, because you want to be able to let that water get back out. And people think, oh, well, boy, that doesn't look as good as it used to, because before I had this caulk between the J-channel and the brick molding. Well, if there was water behind the siding, you know, it's trapped in there, and now it can't come out at the top of the door. So even if you have the flashing and you caulk it, you kind of trap all this water and moisture behind there. So you want it to have an avenue out. So it would be an interesting conversation with us about, you know, how that happens, how that installation happens, and why it's so important. You know, one of the jobs that I did see this past week, it wasn't that big of a conversation, because their front door is under roof and it's inside of brick. And of course, to flash it properly, you'd have to take brick off and everything. And with the cover over it, you're probably fine. And then the back door was the same way, nice big patio cover. So you're not really, you know, having a lot of water, you know, getting to that, unless if it's coming through, you know, above the roof and then down through the roof to the top of the door. But then you've got a roofing issue you really got to fix on the wall up above. So, you know, good importance in there, but we do watch for where, when, how, and why, and you know, when do you really need all that, and when might you not? And so in replacing doors and kind of looking at, you know, the reasons to replace a door. So like the really nice couple I saw, you know, this past week, you know, curb appeal, that's one of their main things. Of course, they have, you know, an older door that's kind of leaking and could use some weather stripping and stuff done to it. And it's a builder grade door, but you know, the curb appeal is the most important thing to most people. And it is a fairly cost-effective way to refreshen the look, you know, of the outside of the home. But, you know, they were all excited, like, man, so look at this house, you know, couple doors down on the other side of the street. They loved what they did with their door and their garage doors and stuff. So curb appeal is a major thing in replacing a front door, and one of the biggest reasons that people even want to do that. So changing out an old door and getting a newer, nicer looking door, getting some, you know, contemporary colors, and you can really get some nice glass and really make it a focal feature, you know, of the front of the house. And I always kind of invite people to, you know, look around and think about the things around your door and what might help that. It could be something as simple as the shutters also, or the garage doors also. You know, and even if you're not maybe quite there in 100% need of the garage door, if your home's, you know, 20 years old or so, you're probably not that far off needing one anyways. So it's a good time to consider doing all that to really bring up the curb appeal of your home. So this one of the second most major reasons that a lot of people are looking at replacing their doors is security. You know, in a recent poll, I just read this thing about it was convicted burglars that were serving jail time, and they asked them, you know, what was their ideal target for getting in to a home? What did they look for? And the most common answer was just cheap wooden front doors, because they're just easy to get through, and one swift kick and you're in. So getting something, you know, a little bit better. You don't have the broken glass sound, you know, going on when it's just a wooden door that you kind of hit in. So that's another reason they kind of look for that. So, but getting a new steel or fiberglass door, you know, creating an extra layer of protection that's really, you know, it's more difficult to kick in and not as tamper, you know, more tamper-proof than just a really older wooden door. It's just a good idea, and you can get a really good new locking system, you know, on that that new door. So another reason that people really like getting this stuff switched out is kind of touching into this technology thing we're going to be hitting on here. And, you know, so you can really get some nice technology with your new door. You can, you know, fumbling for your keys and all that. You can get new locking systems that work by code. You can get them to work remotely from your phone. So maybe you even click that smartphone right before you even you're getting out of the car and you're grabbing your stuff so that you don't even have to, you know, go up and push a code or anything. If your arms are full, having a, you know, levered handle instead of a round handle is another great option for that, because you can kind of push that down with your arm or your elbow and help you get in, you know, a little easier if you're carrying stuff in and all that. So the new technology and ways to get in and out of your home, they're even, Amazon's even talking about a new one that you would kind of have this Amazon lock that when they show up, it will alert you that they're delivering a package. You can press a button on your smartphone, let the Amazon guy just get inside the foyer, set your packages down, close the door, bam, you relock the door, and you don't have to worry about people swiping your packages off your porch anymore. So that'll be an interesting one, you know, coming out. There's always so much new technology, you know, hitting on everything. They're finding spots for that absolutely everywhere. So another big reason that, you know, kind of like the one I was telling you, that's builder grade door, you know, it's leaking. You can see light coming through underneath it at the weather stripping. So energy efficiency is a huge reason for everybody to, you know, replace their doors and just get something more sealed, more sound, better energy efficiency, and just make yourself more comfortable inside of your home and have a door that just works a lot better for you and everything. So, and then the fifth one is accessibility. So if you think about coming in and out of your home, you know, what are you doing coming in and out of your home? If you have young children or you have strollers, if you have older guests, or if you're older and trying to age in place in your house, do you have walkers or wheelchairs? So you can look for a front door that has an easier access, you know, lower profile threshold on the way in the door, which makes it really, really almost like a zero clearance threshold, makes it a lot easier for everybody, including yourself, to get in and out of your door. You may consider a wider door if you are, you know, wheelchair or something like that. And it just, you know, makes it so much easier. And considering, you know, ramps on your porch. So when you look at around the door, you know, doing a porch that's more ramped instead of a step at the door will help you get in and out and, you know, get through all these things. So as life changes, this makes everything easier for you. It just, you know, adds to the curb appeal still, and you can get a lot more value out of your home. you know, once you have a better curb appeal and people, if you do go to sell and people showing up, you know, the minute they pull up, they're judging your house from the street. They're just looking at it right away and going, okay, you know, how do I feel about this home? And I haven't even been inside of it yet. So if you have anything like that, that you want help with, Exteriors by Mosby can help with this. We would invite you to give us a call, talk to some of our experts about your doors, windows, anything around the outside of the house. The office number there, 314-909-8383. So give us a call and we can help you out with any of these types of projects. And give me a call today. Still, I'm going to do that technology stuff next after my hack. Give me a shout, 314-241-9797. We are back, having a great time here. We've got the Veterans Day Parade outside rolling by us. Just saw about 50 Corvettes go by. Really cool stuff going on all over the city. And got some cool stuff going on here. I can't wait to get into the smart home stuff. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. But if you have anything that you've done or any questions or anything about your house, feel free. The phone lines are wide open. Give me a shout, 314-241-9797. Love to have a conversation with you about that or answer any of the questions that you may have. But for right now, I want to get into this right-at-home hack. So we did want, you know, it's been cold. It's getting colder all the time. Pretty nice so far today. Didn't feel too terribly bad, and the sun's out. It is a beautiful day, but they're talking snow possibly again. They keep hinting on that, you know, 17 degrees overnight low and stuff. It just, oh, man, it just came too soon for me for sure. Hopefully we're going to get a little warmer week or two here and there before it really gets too far into winter. But so I just have a nice little list here of tricks that you can do to save some energy in the winter. And last week we did one about things you should be doing to your home before winter. Well, this is ways to kind of upgrade and kind of just help out, save some energy on your home, be more comfortable in your home. And one of the first and easiest things to do, or getting back into that whole door thing, is checking and installing some weather stripping, you know, around your doors. And to check your doors, you know, for me, I'm in the industry. We've learned all this. I've been trained by the Building Science Institute. And, you know, so I would have like a thermal gun that I could look around if I was really trying to figure out, you know, exactly scientifically kind of what's going on. But for you, the easy way is to just literally go around with a lit candle and kind of go around your door. And if you see the flame kind of flickering or tilting in towards you, that's where you're having some of that leaking, you know, around the door. So changing weather stripping around the door, installing a new door sweep is a huge one, you know, at the bottom of the door that really helps keep, you know, that rubber wears off, it tears, especially on those builder grade doors. You may not even really realize unless you get low enough down on the floor to kind of look and see if you can see any light or anything coming through. Sometimes the thresholds are adjustable, so you can adjust them up and tighten that stuff up. So in honor of still doing all that, sealing any kind of leaks around the house, sealing attic air leaks is a huge one for winter because warm air rises. And any gaps between your ceiling and your attic, and you don't even have to see these gaps. I'm talking like around the attic access lid. There is, you know, air can be pulled up through there. Any light fixtures, can lights, you really don't see a lot of these leaks from the bottom side. You see them more from the top side. So if you were up in the attic and you kind of pulled your insulation back and you found where wires come through the top of walls and where can lights and light fixtures are and any kind of, you know, penetrations, chimney flues, vent stacks, you know, your plumbing stacks, any kind of ductwork that may be running through there. Finding all of that, filling some of those smaller gaps with some caulk or for bigger openings using like a foam around that and then pushing all that insulation back. Air sealing in an attic is a really big deal, and it is a really big saver if you can get up there and do that. If you don't have the ability, I would honestly let the pros work on this one for you for sure, because it can be dangerous up in the attic. So, but plugging any of those household leaks, going around the house, looking for any leaks around windows, going inside the basement at the top of the walls at where the floor joists and everything meets the concrete, anything you can seal up like that, any electrical fixtures, any plumbing spigots that go through the wall, any gaps like that, anything you can seal up will help keep that cold winter air outside. Adding attic insulation is another big one. You know, in warmer areas of the country, they say a minimum of R38. In colder climates, they say R49. St. Louis has just went up to being considered a colder climate because it gets cold enough here in that cold time in the winter. It may not last as long as some places, but it definitely gets that cold. So R49 is where you want that attic insulation value to be. So closing the dampers in your fireplaces is another big thing. If you let the fire cool, make sure you close that once your stuff's cooled down, because that's a big air leaker too, letting warm air straight out of the house. So here's a real simple one too. Setting the temperature manually on your thermostat and just leaving it. Don't mess with the thermostat. So set it for, you could do one temperature during the day when you're home or in the evening, and then one at night while you're sleeping. But if it gets just a little bit chilly, grab a little blanket, put on a sweater or something, and just you could save a ton of money just letting that thermostat be and not constantly raising it, you know, when you're feeling colder and stuff. Or installing a programmable thermostat is really the best way to do that. And touching on that, you know, smart home and new technology, it can save you up to around $180 a year in your fuel cost. And typically, you can get some pretty decent ones for around $50. So I would definitely suggest, and you can program those temperatures where it changes automatically for you and you don't even have to remember about it. So sealing your furnace ducts, ductwork that runs through your house, especially if it's in your attic, because when it's in your attic, if it's leaking, it's going straight out through a ventilated roof and you're losing it really, really quick. So heated ductwork typically loses about 30% of the air that carries through it, through the seams, through how it's put together. So if you seal that up, tape it, maybe insulate it, and keep that air inside that ductwork, it will literally get the air where it needs to go and make everything run so much more efficiently. Replacing your furnace filters more often is another good one. You know, just keeping that furnace running smoothly, letting the air work, you know, run right through and not strain is a big thing for your furnace and how well it runs. And of course, you know, having them check out your furnace too. You know, newer furnaces, you might be able to go every 2 years, but older units, you know, doing an annual service, make sure everything's running right and working right, that can literally save you money in the end also. Looking at your hot water heaters, you know, insulate around the hot water heater could definitely save fuel, just wrapping older water heaters with one of those blanket insulation wraps. It's an easy DIY thing to do. Lowering the temperature on your water heater, just take it down, you know, 10 degrees or so, and that will just help, you know, in savings and how much it's making and how hot it's trying to make the water. Also insulating the water pipes themselves, you know, just all those hot water pipes running around through the basement that can be colder and everything, that will help get the hot water there, keep it hot, and just save money on, you know, running through and making more hot water. And then one that I really, really like that's really, really simple is just using your window coverings that you currently have. Close the blinds, close the mini blinds, close the curtains in the winter. It just keeps that cold air on the backside of that when it's really at its coldest, and something you probably already have, or maybe you add some curtains and that can help out too, and just save you money in the summer when the sun's really, really hot, and also in the winter when you got cold air trying to come in around those windows. So do a bunch of these and we can save you $200-$300 a year easily just getting through some of these tasks. So hopefully that is helpful for everybody. And I can't wait to get into this technology stuff here. I'm gonna get into that right away. Let's get our last break in and let's start that talk when we return about cool new technology stuff for the house. If you got anything, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. All right, we're back. Final segment. If you want to get in on this, this is my favorite topic. A lot of fun stuff here with smart home stuff. There's so many cool things you could do. Give me a shout, 314-241-9797. And, as I go around and I look at houses and I see the different things. So a couple of years ago, I invested in the Arlo cameras. It's A-R-L-O. They're really good wireless cameras, and I've got the maximum number that I can have without being charged a monthly fee for the service of holding the videos for me. So they hold the videos for 10 days or something like that, and it only triggers when there's motion and stuff, and so you only go back and look at it if something were to happen and you thought you need to. But I have caught some cats and a fox outside. Just kind of checking out the videos that happen at night, just making sure nothing weird's going on. So, hey, Eric, my producer here, my radio better half behind the scenes, keeping things running. Have you done anything to your house?
Yeah, we've got a few things. So I did the Ring doorbell. That was the first thing. That's super handy.
Yep.
I used to travel a lot on business, and so it was always just nice to be able to find out, okay, well, what just got left on my porch? Do I need somebody to swing by and get that inside? And then we have one of those Ecobee thermostats, which the house we're in today has a single unit and three levels. So there's the upstairs, main level, and then the basement.
Yeah.
And it's just been phenomenal because you can put the sensors on each level. So depending on what time of day it is, I can have it target the upstairs at night, whenever we're all sleeping, and then I really don't care how cold or warm it gets downstairs. But during the day, we let the upstairs, it'll get warmer in the summertime, but we keep the main level and the basement more cool.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And thermostats are such a big one with the Nest, with all these different programmable thermostats, and they're so easy anymore to use and figure out, and they're not expensive like they were years ago. Kind of like TVs, all this stuff is starting to come down.
Easy to install too. I mean, if you've ever installed a thermostat, it works pretty much the same way.
And the Ring doorbell is a very popular one. I'm seeing way more and more of that. I did see a client the other day that had the same Arlo cameras as me, and he had actual like really long cords because they're battery and you got to charge them. And of course in the winter they go dead faster. So I'm charging way more often. They do last in the summer. It probably 3 months or something.
Oh wow.
It's quite a while. Yeah. It's definitely more in the winter, but so I was kind of like, oh wow. And it went over to like the plug, on the porch. And I was like, I should start doing some research. I don't remember seeing that. Not a bad idea for especially the harder to get to, ones where you can actually kind of plug them in and then you don't have to worry about keeping, taking them in and recharging them. But I am seeing more and more cameras around houses. I mean, they're getting so much more affordable and people are just, starting to really, they don't like losing their packages off their porch. The Arlo actually can work exactly like the Ring. It just doesn't have the doorbell thing.
Sure.
But it's motion sensors. So if someone walked up, you can have it alert you and you can talk to them through the camera. And, so like times when my daughter's would be home alone, I would just turn that on. So if anybody walked up to the front of the house, I'd get an alert. I could look at it and kind of see what's going on. So great features to have around the house. We also have the coded front door lock that, think about your kids with a key. I can't get my daughter to keep her headphones, I'm like, I can't even imagine her with a key, and it's like, so code on the front door, pops the door right open. Really, really neat feature. I was with a client on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. And as we walked through his house, and he had moved from like Florissant, North County, a little older home, to not a really new home, but a newer home out in St. Peter's. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I was used to the top switches where, you know, it does the top of the outlet, and I'd have lamps everywhere, and you flick the switch and all your lamps come on. And he's like, so my daughter set everything up for me. And everywhere we walk through this guy's house, he's like, Alexa, bedroom lights. And then all the lights that come on, he's like, basement stairs. And the basement stair light comes on. And I was like, that's a really cool way to, you know, battle that. Cause his house was kind of mid, you know, it was kind of like late '80s, early '90s-ish. Didn't have the switches on, you know, with the outlet,
yep.
But didn't have overhead lighting in all the rooms either. Sure. And so really cool feature. So Alexa has really changed the game.
We're getting ready to move, and that's on my list, because every night whenever I have to go make my pass downstairs to turn off all of the lamps, and there's, you know,
yeah,
more than almost a dozen of them over the whole house, I'm like, I want a button on my phone that does this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really neat, and it's getting so much easier to use and set up and all that for everybody. Wi-Fi music systems are just, you know, that's another game changer. Where, so my house is just old enough in that system where I've got the intercom thing, mm-hmm. that we've used a few times, because we just, when we were newer in the house, we were like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. Well, now with Alexa, you just, everything, yeah. comes through that. You just don't even have to touch the wall. But so that's, you know, all the wires and getting to speakers and all the stuff that, you know, had to happen for a system like that. Now it's so easy to do wireless that you can get music throughout your whole house. So easy, just from your phone and everything. That's a great way to do it. And I tell you, something we do here at Mosby a lot that people are adding, and this is a very simple thing, and we're just like, so where do you think you'd like them? Is just outlets that already have the USB.
Oh yeah.
Right on them. I mean, this is like, everybody's like, oh yeah, I need them on both sides of the bed. I need it on the kitchen counter. I need it, you know, where's your drop zone? Where are you plugging everything in? Man, does that make that so much easier, because you can still have your outlet and still have like two USB, you know, plugs on that too. Really, really great feature for everybody that we do, you know, a ton of. So, but there's all kinds of like smart cooking is another big one coming out with all the different things, or smart appliances that actually tell you when they're breaking down. Amazing that they just call you and say, hey, compressor on your refrigerator isn't working up to snuff. Maybe you should get this looked at. So, you know, I invite everybody to talk to us about that. Check these things out. When we're looking at your house, talk about that technology. We'd love to get into that with you. So, but for now, we are out of time for today. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Invite everybody to stay tuned for Frisella's All Around the Yard. And be good, be kind to one another. And I will talk to everybody next Saturday.
Get more at 971talk.com.